1.2.
Following the latest hurricane to hit the Caribbean, we're here talking with Lloyd Jones, an expert on disaster recovery. Lloyd, this has been a particularly devastating storm. How long can we expect the city and region to take to overcome this crisis?
Well, in very basic terms, getting rubble cleared away, providing basic shelter, getting services up and running and so on, very quickly. Even with some of the logistical problems we've been seeing, I'd expect it to have happened in a matter of weeks, if not days. But, of course, real long-term recovery can take years.
Several politicians are already talking of this in terms of an opportunity to rebuild a city which has suffered economic and social problems for years.
Yes, I always slightly worry when I hear that.
Really?
Well, it very much depends what you mean by opportunity and who the opportunity is for. For example, in a number of fishing villages struck by the Asian tsunami some years ago, what emerged from the recovery was not a flourishing fishing industry, but rather hotels and tourism. This was seen by many as a positive step in developing the economy by those investing, but for the fishermen, it meant losing a way of life and control over their own income.
Right.
Unfortunately, throughout history, it's often the rich who define recovery and the poor who lose out. For example, going back to the 19th century, most of the city of Chicago was devastated by fire. There was a huge push to reconstruct the city, driven by an image of the future. Skyscrapers sprung up to replace what had been there. And you know what? During the construction, more people died than in the fire itself.
So what should happen?
I think the best projects are those that fully involve the affected community. In fact, that are led by them. Where we're talking of very deprived areas with social problems, that can certainly be difficult. But outsiders often underestimate poor people's capabilities. People are resourceful.
Lloyd Jones, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much.